Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, April 30th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump was fined $9,000 by a New York judge for violating a gag order restricting the former president from making public statements about potential witnesses in his hush money trial. The judge threatened to throw Trump in jail and prohibited the former president from making statements about likely witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, or their families. Trump has criticized the gag order as unfair and thus far unsuccessfully challenged it before a state appeals court. Separately, in an interview with Time magazine, Trump said Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich should be freed from a Russian jail. It's the first time Trump has weighed in on Gerskovich, who's being held on an allegation of espionage that he, the Journal, and the U.S. government vehemently deny. The State Department has declared Gerskovich wrongfully detained, and President Biden has promised his family he would bring him home. The Russian embassy in Washington did not immediately respond to a request for comment, and the White House also didn't immediately respond. The CEO of HSBC, one of the world's largest banks, unexpectedly said he would retire. Noel Quinn's departure leaves the bank without a clear successor as it navigates geopolitical tensions between the West and China. HSBC occupies a unique role in the global economy as the world's biggest lender, financing trade and a major conduit for money flowing across borders. And the European Commission, the executive arm of the European Union, said that it had opened formal proceedings against Meta platforms over whether Facebook and Instagram violated their responsibility in tackling disinformation and misleading advertising in breach of the region's sweeping digital competition law ahead of EU elections in June. A Meta spokesperson said the company has a, quote, well-established process for identifying and mitigating risks on our platforms, and that Meta looks forward to continuing its cooperation with the European Commission. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.